need depth. You need a culture because, you know, next man up. And, you know, that's what we're trying to figure out is where do we move some people when people are out?
Yeah. This week, Montel, this is a late ad. You had Valley Christian that was going to be coming, and then they couldn't do it. So Montello way down the southern part of the state, making the long trip up here. What have they, what's their history, I guess?
Well, don't know a lot about them because they're, as you said, they're kind of far away. They're not in our conference. They're not anyone that we really play in any sport. So they are, you know, eight man, they're independent. They don't have a conference yet. So they had a little bit more open and availability. You know, so far they're 1-1 on the season. Lost in week one to Gibraltar, and then last week hosted Flambeau. Flambeau was a team that, you know, we played last year that I thought was kind of an up-and-coming team, and they were able to defeat them. Watching the film on that, breaking it down, Flambeau was really kind of, I think they had like 12 fumbles on the snap, so kind of hard to really gauge what we're going to be getting defensively out of them, but certainly watching them on film, I think it's a really good matchup for us, and we're going to be able to take advantage of some things and be a more competitive and exciting game for our fans here at home.
One thing you've got to be happy with is to start and build a winning program. First of all, you can't give it away, right? You have not had many problems fumbling and turnovers. That has not been an issue. And the penalties have been very few. So you got to be pretty happy with that because that's the basic. You can't give it away, right?
Yeah, we've limited our fumbles. I don't think we've had even a single ball really hit the ground other than on a snap, and we haven't lost any fumbles. Had a few interceptions, but when you're behind, you're going to throw the ball.
Right,
the team's
right.
going to know you're going to throw the ball. You know, a couple of them have been pressure-related, just kind of trying to throw it away and force it in there. And then a couple others just... great plays by the defenders, honestly. But you put the ball in the air. I had a high school coach that says there's three things that can happen when you throw the ball, and two of them are bad. But when you're down by double digits, sometimes you have to risk that. So, we've really been pretty clean in the penalty, even to the point that we talked yesterday. You know, we got to get maybe even a little bit more aggressive. Not that we want flags, but you know, are we holding back a little bit much?
Get off the D-line a little quicker, maybe. Yeah.
And get a little bit more physical on the offensive line.
Yeah. Just the fact that, I mean, even you see teams that struggle have that offensive procedure penalty a lot where linemen will jump, but the kids are focused. They're remembering. This may seem simple, but they remember the snap count. I mean, that is a big, you'd run 60, 70 plays in a game. I mean, for the kids to get it all and get it, you know, in line is good. It's very impressive.
Yep. No, we haven't had any illegal procedures or, you know, anything like that. So
yeah.
That has been good. That's a positive in what we've kind of drilled. I do think our offense can mix up cadence a little bit more because that is one of the biggest advantages they have to try to keep that defense kind of guessing and, you know, really making sure the ball is snapped before they go.
Sure.
And we've talked about that. So, but no, we've been pretty clean. So if we can get in a game where it's more competitive, being clean makes a huge difference because if you can get them offsides, if they're, you know, gathering penalties, 40, 50, 60 yards in penalties on a game that's close, that can make a huge difference.
Exactly. So Friday night, 7:00, we got Montello coming to town. We invite folks to come on out. Should be cooler. Be nice. It's gonna be nice and cool out there Friday night.
Yeah, we're almost to the Friday night lights. I think this will be the last week that we'll still be on the far sideline. We want to be near our fans, but the way our stadium is designed, that means staring into the sun.
Right.
So once we get to homecoming and that sun is setting a little bit early, then we'll flip it around. We'll be on that kind of quote unquote home sideline there. So this will be the last one where we're across. But so we need as many people as we can so we can hear the cheers all the way across the field.
Yeah. So homecoming, you mentioned there is 2 weeks from Friday, the game, right?
Yep.
So not next week, the week after will be homecoming week.
Correct. Yeah, the 22nd against Washburn here.
Very good. All right, Coach. We look forward to following you. We'll be out there again on Friday night, bringing you the game over on 103.1. We always thank you for taking time to join us.
All right. Well, thank you, Joel.
Coach Anthony Morgan, head coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op football team. We'll have Coach Precor on from Phillips here in just a few moments.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Tightening the screws yet again on the oil-dependent West, Saudi Arabia. The Saudis now saying they will extend their production cut of 1 million barrels of crude per day through the end of the year. The impeachment trial of the top prosecutor of Texas gets going today in that state's Senate. Correspondent Paul Weber says proceedings expected to run 2 to 3 weeks.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is standing trial in the Texas Capitol on 20 articles of impeachment. The verdict will be handed down by Republicans who control the state Senate, and if convicted, Paxton could potentially be removed from office.
Accused of bribery and abusing public trust, Paxton calls it a politically motivated sham. Fighting the war in Ukraine, rapidly burning through munitions, Russia's Vladimir Putin may turn to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un for more bullets.
We don't know when or where any meeting will take place. There is some speculation it could be in the port city of Vladivostok on the east coast of Russia. That's close to North Korea. They met there in 2019. The New York Times is reporting that there was an advanced team of North Korean officials in that city and in Moscow late last month, and the likely purpose being to plan the intense security operation that would be needed by certainly North Korea, especially judging by Kim Jong-un's notorious reluctance to travel, his own concern about his safety.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Progress getting the lights back on less than a week after Hurricane Idalia hit Florida. Governor DeSantis has electricity back for about 96% of the utility customers who were left without following the storm. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 61 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Southeast Asian leaders, members of the ASEAN alliance, meeting at a summit in Indonesia. The ongoing turmoil in Myanmar is high on the agenda.
It's not the first time people have questioned ASEAN's relevance. It's an organization with it's designed to be consensual, and so it only takes one member state, and there are 10 members of the association, to disagree, and they can't make any decisions at all. But this is the first time in Myanmar where they're dealing with a crisis of this scale among one of their own members. And that really has poisoned the waters for ASEAN, and it's split the association a way it's never allowed itself to appear disunited before.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. China downplaying President Xi's decision not to attend this week's Group of 20 summit in New Delhi. China has announced its newly installed premier, Li Keqiang, will represent Beijing at the meeting this coming weekend. India-China relations have been strained over a sometimes violent border dispute. News and analysis at townhall.com. Planning a trip to Death Valley? Best put those plans on hold.
Officials say it could take months for Death Valley National Park to reopen to visitors after Tropical Storm Hillary. The storm dropped more than 2 inches of rain on the park last month, forging new gullies and crumbling roadways. That's about what the park straddling Eastern California and Nevada receives in a year. The park's been closed since Hillary, the first tropical storm to hit Southern California in 84 years, swept the state in August. The park holds the record for the hottest temperature recorded on the planet, 134 degrees Fahrenheit, reached in 1913. Keith Peters reporting.
Kind of feels like Death Valley, although with a lot more humid air from the Midwest into the Northeast. A late summer heat wave is blanketing a vast area of the country, two-thirds of the eastern U.S., sending temperatures soaring to record levels. And the soggy air makes it feel even more oppressive in a lot of places. More on these stories, townhall.com.
It's 9 minutes after nine, and we're going to talk more high school football as we do each Tuesday morning at this time. And over the next several weeks, we'll have some other coaches on cross country and volleyball also. But we're going to talk Phillips Logger football head coach Steve Precor. Good morning, Coach Precor.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, Friday was something that you're not used to and Logger football isn't used to. Boy, this Clayton team got out. They came out of the gates fast on you, Coach. And you guys just weren't able.
They got a look that we weren't anticipating, which kudos to their coach to be prepared for that. And they took advantage of their size and athleticism. They were big and physical, and they got after us right away and kind of put us in a hole that we had to scramble back from.
So they're not a fancy team. They don't throw the ball. I don't. Did they throw the ball at all on Friday night? I'm not sure.
They didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't this week, but they're very capable of throwing the ball.
Okay.
We were expecting something spread, and they came in I formation and ran about three or four plays and said, "We're going to run this till you stop us."
Okay. All right. And is it tougher in 8-man football than 11 when you get a team like that that maybe has just got a little bit more girth or whatever it may be on that offensive line? Is it tougher in 8-man when that happens to clog the hole and try to shut it down?
They were big enough and that they could spread their splits out, stretch us horizontally, and still attack us physically. So a team like that with athletes and big guys that are athletes, it definitely made things difficult for us. And then they're physical. They showed us, I mean, they took it to us and kind of showed us, hey, what we need to get back to as far as our physicality when it comes to being aggressive and attacking the line of scrimmage.
Well, they got out on you early, but then you were able to recover and kind of stem the tide there for a while. So what was the difference in kind of slowing them down a little bit, I guess, so it didn't get too crazy?
Once we were able to make a few adjustments to the scheme on defense, kids started to make some physical plays. They got the I think, shock and awe out and started to play a little faster and sure. Made some great individual plays. Fortunately, we just weren't able to get anything going offensively, which kudos to their team.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. How'd we come out of the game health-wise? How are we looking going into week three here, Coach?
We had one of our players is banged up, little knee injury. I'm not sure where it's at right now. He wasn't comfortable enough to practice yesterday. But other than that, we are fairly healthy.
All right. This Friday, a tough one. We're on the road and Luck, right? Is that right? Do I
get
that right?
Yeah, we had to okay. Luck.
Yeah,
they're
sorry.
2-0 right now. They've had two nice wins early in the season.
Yeah, so this will be one of the tougher ones this year. They've got a pretty good history of having some pretty good teams there, don't they?
They do. They have a rich history in the state, especially in 8-man football since its beginning, 10 years ago. So they'll definitely be up for a task. They have a brand new head coach, so they're learning their system, and hopefully we can take advantage of some of those young mistakes.
Well, now that we're a couple weeks into the season, Coach, you've seen your team on the field. Is there anything, as coaches, that you're thinking, well, maybe we need to lean toward this a little bit or this? Are there any adjustments as coaches that you're looking at as possibly for the next few weeks here?
That's a discussion that happens every day after practice. Still trying to find what fits best. Again, we have a bunch of upperclassmen. They're just rookies. Ultimately, they're freshmen, sophomores as far as it comes to football progression. So we got to get them up to speed. And once we do and they start, we can start to find where they fit, we can adjust the things that work best for us. So it's kind of a constant shift and move until we find the best group of that play the best together. Obviously, I have an identity on offense. I like to run the football. I know I heard Coach Morgan say three things happen when you pass the ball, and two of them are bad. I believe that wholeheartedly.
But does Coach Worth believe that?
Coach Worth just wonders if I'm ever going to punt. So.
But you got a veteran guy in Coach Worth. He understands that, right? He sees what's on the field. And, he likes to fling it maybe once in a while, too. But he's been around long enough. He knows, right?
He absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to be able to do it to open up the defense. But taking the time at opportune moments is the key.
Right. Okay, so we got Luck coming up this week. When is the Logger homecoming? When is your homecoming week?
Homecoming is September 29th, and okay. Northwood comes in, who has a solid team, an absolute great athletic quarterback. So it'll be should be a fun football game when we get there. But right now we got Luck first.
All right, we'll hit the road at Luck on Friday. Our boys will be over there to bring the contest to the folks back here. Have a good week of practice. Coach, thanks for taking time to join us.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Joe.
You betcha. You bet. Head coach Steve Precor, the Phillips Loggers. Not too often. I mean, they had a rough start to that game. You heard it on Friday night. We've got it archived. It hasn't happened to too many coach Steve Precor coach teams lately, so they're gonna be revamping and coming back strong against a pretty good Luck team on Friday night. And we'll have the Phillips game for you right here Friday night. And we'll have the Shawamigan game. They're at home. The Shawamigan game will be over on 103.1 on Friday night. And the game that we did on Friday night, the 98Q or the Phillips game, I'm sorry, is archived for you at 98QCountry.com. In fact, I think both of the game, no, just Friday's game, I'm sorry, is archived for you at 98QCountry.com. Under the sports tab, if you missed any of the coaches' show from last week or this week, those also archived for you. Weather update brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly sunny skies. Do pick up a chance for some afternoon showers and storms developing with highs up to 88. Lover winds out of the south at 10 to 15. Then showers and storms likely for tonight. Some storms possibly strong to severe with heavy rainfall, low of 60. Wednesday, showers and storms continuing, mid-60s for highs. And for Thursday, quite cool in the upper 50s. Friday, more in the way of sunshine making a return in the upper 60s for high temperatures. And for Saturday, good deal of sunshine back up to 72. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 77.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
I'll tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life.
Sounds like this.
You don't want to fall in love.
Today's best country.
98Q Country.
Tell a story again.
Girl, she got a beauty.
pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
on you. Hot and humid, and the weather is going to break. It's going to break with a thunderstorm rolling in later today. Today's amazing, fascinating, interesting fact, and I thought this was rather interesting, was reading about this over the weekend. Did you know, don't answer yet, did you know that the voice actors behind Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were not married in real life? Let me rephrase that. The voice actors behind Mickey and Minnie Mouse, they got married in real life. You got that? So from Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn to Brad Pitt, Angela Jolie, the entertainment industry, of course, is filled with tales of co-stars who fell in love while performing together. And given the sweet feelings that their famous characters consisted of and displayed toward one another, not surprising that the same fate between longtime Mickey and Minnie Mouse voices Wayne Allwine and Russie Taylor, they got married. At the time, Taylor beat out about 200 people to be the voice role of Minnie Mouse back in 1986, so obviously not the original. But both she and Allwine, by then already established as the Mickey Mouse character for almost a decade, they were married to other people at the time when they had the jobs together, but their support as co-workers and friends soon blossomed into genuine affection, especially after each obtained a divorce from their... like a soap opera. It's like Days of Our Lives. So the couple refused to talk publicly about their romance, preferring to keep the focus on their iconic character voices that they were tasked with portraying. Although the cartoon hearts that they radiated in one another's presence were very clear to all, and they ended up getting married back in, 90 or 91. So there you have it. All right, maybe not so interesting and amazing, but it's a Tuesday. Give me a break.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for 5 generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit-forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQL.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
I know a lot of you really want the State Farm personal price plan, but what's with the oversharing? Like this message Mateo left.
Jake from State Farm, you should know orange juice commercials make me cry. I feel bad for the oranges.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm personal price plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best looking safety toe and slip resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 88. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 60. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 68. Highs level off around 59 Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 69, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 88 today. Lows level off around 60 tonight. We should top off around 68 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 77.
Brand new country.
The type of
music we like.
Turn it up.
98 Q Country. I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Windows down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beast town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six-string with stars out in the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way. What my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm back around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you hold our peace and crown, watching you watch the sun going.
I'm wrapped around your finger, like this ring I'm wearing, that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 years, hold our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine. When a prince pulled up, a white pickup truck.
She did. 9:41. It's 19 before 10. They are collecting school supplies for our kids, and they're doing that through tomorrow. So if you want to drop off any school supplies, you know what I'm talking about, the pencils and the erasers and the binders and stuff like that. You can drop it off till tomorrow. Dollar General, the American Legion Hall here, Park Falls, Carquest in Park Falls, the Park Falls Building Supply, Napa, Super One, True Value, The Park Mall has a Dropbox, as does the Park Falls Public Library. So drop off school supplies, so get them to those in need. A big thank you to Super One. This past Saturday, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry had the privilege of bagging groceries for customers, and then customers were nice enough to leave some tips and stuff, and we want to thank everybody who was there and threw a buck or two in. Over a six-hour span, we were able to raise over $800 for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, which all, of course, all volunteer organization, all goes right back into purchasing food for those who are food challenged in our community. So thank you to you. Thank you to Super One for all of your support for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry here in Park Falls.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
About this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. Let's just also roll it back.
Charmin Ultrasoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers will return to work on Wednesday as they get ready for their season opener against the Bears on Sunday in Chicago. Undrafted rookie Ben Sims working overtime, trying to get the Packers' offense down enough to lend a hand as quickly as possible. He was a half hour away last week from signing to the Vikings practice squad when Packers head coach Matt LaFleur came calling.
They said, when can you get here? And I said, I mapped it on my phone. I said, I can be there in 4 hours. And Coach LaFleur goes, great. See you then.
Sims actually took America top 30 visit to Green Bay before the draft.
I was fortunate enough to meet all the coaches, kind of go through some stuff with Coach JD, talk with Coach LaFleur, talk with the GM. I really felt comfortable here, and I really thought this was a really valid option for me.
Sims joins rookies Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft, along with Josiah DeGuara on the roster at tight end.
I think I'm in a really good spot. We're in a really young room where three rookies can work off each other and help coach each other, and we can learn and we can grow and we can develop together, which is kind of exciting because the other room I was in, you know, there was some age and some veterans, but I mean, both have their perks, and I'm blessed to be in this situation.
I'll have more after this.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The Packers are looking to get off to a quick start this season and the division. The Packers dropping their season opener to the Vikings last year, 23-7. The Packers have a favorable schedule to start this year. 6 games against playoff opponents from last season. The first one, though, doesn't come until week 8 against the Vikings. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Girl, I've always loved you. All the summer's changed. Blame it on time. It's a different kind of feeling, not the one I knew.
last part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song. Just said the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
AQ Country, Creek Will Rise. Here's Connor Smith. All right, we've got some severe weather coming later today. A pretty darn good chance we're going to get some serious thunderstorm activity right around supper time. So keep that in mind. Hot, humid out there. Hope that sun doesn't come out, because that building of the heat will only make the storms worse. And then we're going to have a much cooler week. And we're going to feel fall real quick here starting tomorrow. So if you like the heat, get outside, get the hammock, go outside, because you got till about 5 or 6, and then that humidity is just going to be gone. Brewer baseball coming up tonight. They'll take on the Pirates out at PNC Park. Got a 5 o'clock pregame, a 5:35 first pitch for that game coming up tonight. We'll do reality radio tomorrow. John St. John is all fired up. He is set to make his way in next. Hope your Tuesday is a good one. Here's Dierks Bentley, his new one called Gold.
It ain't easy, nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy, all the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul.
Sick.
small town roads. 'Cause round here it's all about the people that you know.